was an old woman lived under the hill. Oh, daddy be gay. There was an old woman lived under the hill. If she hasn't moved away, she's living there still. So daddy be gay and eat candy.
Presenting a report to the American people by the Ballad Hunter. In each of these programs, the Library of Congress presents John A. Lomax, the Ballad Hunter. For more than 30 years, Mr. Lomax has been gathering the songs of the American people. Songs that were not written down or learned from books, but folk songs of the people, sung by the people, and made into recordings on the very scene. To collect these songs, Mr. Lomax has ridden night herd with cowboys, visited ballad singers far back in the mountains, gone to dances in the country, spoken to tenant farmers in the deep south. But today we are going to hear the story of two old men. Not so old, however, that they didn't love folk songs.
You'd hardly expect to find a singer of sea shanties on the top of a high mountain. That's where I came on J.M. Hunt. Everybody called him Sailor Dad. When I asked him how he happened to be living far back in the Virginia mountains, he told me that when the highways were being built in that section, there was a demand for a person skilled in the use of ropes, block and tackle, and other equipment used in bridge building. Who would be better qualified for this job than an old sailor? Well, said Sailor Dad, I fell in love with the mountains, and I married a mountain woman. She claims she likes to hear me sing Haul Away My Rosie.
Talk about your having girls around the corner, Sally, away, all away, all away, my Rosie, away, all away, my Johnny, oh. But they couldn't come to tea with the girls from Booble Alley, away, all away, my Rosie, away, all away, my Johnny.
When I asked Sailor Dad if he knew a good drinking song, he told me a story and sang me a song. I let him tell his own story.
Called Jones's Ale was new. It's very historical. According to history, it was sang over 300 years ago. So Mr. Lomax tells me. And I learned this song from a Welsh sailor out in San Francisco. And a few years afterwards, while I went steamboating after quitting the old windjammers, I went to Glasgow. And the coal miners were on a strike in Glasgow, and we couldn't get no coal. But we had enough coal in the bunkers to carry us down to Swansea, Wales, where we intended to coal up and then go back to Boston. In the meantime, three of my shipmates, they had been to Swansea before and knew all about Swansea. I didn't. And they said, come on, let's go on up to Mother Sullivan's. That's a free and easy, about a mile and a half up towards Landor. So we went up there, and when we went in, there was men and women sitting around drinking, and they had a stage there with a piano player and an announcer, and they said, Jack, go on up there and give him when Jones's Ale was new. If you do, we'll have plenty of beer coming to us. So I got up there and announced myself, and the announcer introduced me to the audience, who I was, where I was from, so forth, and I sang When Jones's Ale Was New. And I got a couple of encores, and of course, when I come on down to where my shipmates was, we had 14 mugs of beer on that table.
And now Sailor Dad sings this song that bought him 14 steins of Welsh beer.
When Jones's ale was new, when the landlord's daughter, she came in and we kissed those rosy cheeks again, we all sat down and then we'd sing. When Jones's ale was new, my boys, when Jones's ale was new. Now the first to come in was a soldier with his knapsack over his shoulder. for none could be more bolder. And his long broadsword he drew. He swore every man should spend a pound, and they should treat all hands around. And he jolly well drank their healths all round. When Jones's ale was new, my boys, when Jones's ale was new. When the landlord's daughter, she came in, and we kissed those rosy cheeks again. We all sat down, and then we'd sing. When Jones's ale was new, my boys, when Jones's ale was new.
In the autumn of 1936, I received a letter from a lady reporter in Akron, Ohio, saying that a wonderful ballad singer lived in that town. I packed my recording equipment in my car and arrived in Akron the following week. The kind reporter brought to my room a big, breezy, wholesome, smiling man. I'm the last of the Ohio Canal captains, Captain Perlar Nye said to me. You know, I was born on a canal boat which ran from Akron to the Ohio River, down which we floated our cargo to Louisville, Kentucky. My family was a singing bunch. My great-grandmothers brought many folk songs from England, and we all picked up more songs in this country wherever we traveled. We knew hundreds. I'm fixing them all up to send them to the Library of Congress. Captain Nye had brought with him an armful of manuscripts rolled into scrolls, each scroll made up of 20 or 30 long yellow sheets of paper pasted end to end together. Before Captain Nye had finished his recording, he was almost recovered in a pile of manuscripts. The first song that he sang for me tells about a trip on the canal.
Take a trip on the canal if you want to have fun. You may talk of your pleasure trips on the Great Lakes, but a trip on these canal boats, you bet, takes the cake. These steak as tough as a fighting dog's neck, and the flies, they play tag with their cook on the deck. The potatoes, she'll burn, let the coffee boil o'er. The fume nearly choke you, so greasy the floor. The cook room's a limit, you must eat or die. And when it's all over, you laugh till you cry. So haul in the tow line and take up the slack. Take a reef in your shirt tail and straighten your back. Whatever you do, be sure don't forget. Tap the muse gently while the cook is on deck. Oh, those were gay times, and no equal have they. Whatever the weather, we'd run night or day. If I owned the world, on the ditch I would run, for no other place has such oceans of fun.
I asked Captain Nye where he had learned this song. You'll hear his story on the record.
My mother used to sing it to me and the rest of us children when we were small, gathered around her knee on the deck of a canal boat, which is our home. That's many years ago. Been a favorite on the canal, also.
How long were you on the canal?
40 years.
Didn't you tell me you were born on the canal?
Yes, sir. I was born there and raised there.
And where were you born?
Chillicothe, Ohio. Upper Paint Street Bridge on a canal boat. Canal boat reform.
Tell something, a little something about your family on the canal. How many of them were you?
Well, there were a large family. There were 18 of us, 11 boys and 7 girls, and I'm the 15th boy, or 15th youngster, 9th boy. And we had one great old time, swimming, falling overboard, and as you might expect from a large family. And music and song more or less controlled our home. We all had good times.
Captain Nye went on. When I first started to write down the words of the old songs, I often found that I remembered the tune, but not the words. I'd keep humming the tunes till all of a sudden the old words would bob up. That's the way that I remembered the old favorite, the dark-eyed canaller.
It was a comely young lady fair, was walking out to take the air. She met a canaller upon the way, so I paid attention. So I paid attention to hear what they did say. Fair maid, said he, why you roam alone? The night is coming and the day's foregone. She drew a dagger and then did cry. For my dark-eyed canaller, for my dark-eyed canaller, though may he live or die.
The way I love the songs of old England proves that I'm a real Britisher, said Captain Nye. I guess Barbara Allen is my favorite of them all. Captain Nye sang through the entire length of at least a dozen of the standard English ballads. The Library of Congress has 83 versions of Barbara Allen, but none is more beautiful than the tune Captain Nye sang for me.
In Scarlet Town, where I was born, there was a fair maid dwelling, made every youth cry well aware, and her name was Barbara Allen. All in the merry month of May, when the green buds were a-swelling, sweet William came from western states and courted Barbara Allen.
Captain Nye declared, I was blessed with comical parents. My father's songs especially were nothing but nonsense. We all liked to sing Daddy Be Gay when other folks would gather on our stern deck where we had our sure enough jollification.
There was an old woman lived under the hill. Oh, Daddy Be Gay. There was an old woman lived under the hill. If she hasn't moved away, she's living there still. So Daddy Be Gay and he can be. One day she sent her old man to plow. Oh, Daddy Be Gay. One day she sent her old man to plow, and when he got there, he didn't know how. So Daddy Be Gay and he can be. He hadn't gone but around or two. Oh, Daddy Be Gay. He hadn't gone but around or two. He spied the old devil all in full view. So Daddy Be Gay and he can be.
After I'd spent two happy days with a jolly old bachelor, Captain Nye, he said to me gravely as we parted, these songs are sacred to me. They bring back memories of the Silver Ribbon, the Ohio Canal. That was the best life a man ever had. Perhaps, though, you can't see things just as I do. I'm not supposed to see as you do, for my mind is canal.
He took her along to hell's back door and set her down, then said no more. So Daddy Be Gay and he can be. 10 little devils came to by her side. Oh, Daddy Be Gay. 10 little devils came, sat by her side, said they were all proud of Papa's new bride. So Daddy Be Gay and he can be. 1 little devil who wore a blue cap. Oh, Daddy Be Gay. 1 little devil who wore a blue cap, she up with a poker and soon finished that. So Daddy Be Gay and he can be. She fought her family and neighbors too. Oh, Daddy Be Gay. She fought her family and neighbors too and tried to destroy everything old and new. So Daddy Be Gay and he can be.
You have just heard another story told by the Ballad Hunter. The songs heard on this program were actually recorded on the scene. This program, with Mr. John A. Lomax, Honorary Curator of the Archive of American Folk Song, was presented by the Radio Research Project of the Library of Congress.
Candy, I've come for you, your oldest son. Oh, Daddy Be Gay. I've come for you, your oldest son, so hurry, hurry, and we will be gone, so Daddy Be Gay and he can be.